When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
It is time to play What's Your Sign? I don't know what your sign is. Abby doesn't know what your sign is. But Mo knows your sign.
Do I?
This is your superpower.
It is. It's not a self-proclaimed superpower, but I'll take it.
All right, so Mo is very into astrology. You are very familiar with all the signs and all the quirks of each sign, correct?
That's true.
And then you said you got your degree in YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, astrology. That is where I got my degree. And yes, I started reading a lot about astrology since I was younger because my grandmother was heavily into it. And once I realized that you can, a lot of the time, predict a person's personality based on their signs, that's when people deemed me like some kind of astrologist, and I ran with it. But I do know a thing or two.
All right. So here's the deal. What we'll do here today, Mo, we have 5 interns in studio with us.
Okay.
You're going to ask them 3 questions, and then you're going to try to guess their sign.
Okay.
Now, if you don't get any of them right, we'll never play this game again.
Oh, bet. I got something in this. Okay. I like this energy.
He's like, perfect. But you have to try.
Oh, I'm going to really try.
Yes, you have to really try.
Get one right now. Yes. Okay,
All right, intern Annalie, up to the mic. Take it away, Mo.
All right, Annalie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are
you? That's 1.
That's what?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right, 3 questions. Let me think. Would you consider yourself the life of a party whenever you go out?
No. Honestly, okay. No.
Respectfully, right. I love the couch.
Would you consider yourself an introvert?
Also, no.
Okay. If you and a group of friends were hanging out and somebody needed some honest advice, would you be the person to tell them what they need to hear or what you truly believe?
I feel like I'd do a mix of both. Like, I would tell them what they want to hear, but in a way where I'm also being genuine.
Okay, so you...
So good questions. I see what you're doing.
I'm trying to put it together.
The wheels are turning.
Not really smoke. The life of the party, but not an introvert. And you have a balanced way of approaching your friends, but it comes from a place of genuineness.
Yes.
Oh, I got this. You're a Scorpio.
Annalie, what are you?
I'm an Aries.
That was next. That was next. I was right there. It was one or the other. I knew it.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. We're 0-1.
Okay.
Courtney, come up to the mic. Intern Courtney, take it away, Mo.
All right. Do you think of yourself as a person who enjoys adventure?
Oh, absolutely. I love being outdoors. I'm parties, festivals, adventure all the time.
Do you feel like you're the person who constantly brings the energy to your group or to your family?
Yes. I've always struggled finding people to match my energy. That's been like my biggest thing that I've struggled with in life.
When you dress, would you say that you like to wear a lot of colors or do you normally kind of tone it down?
I wear faded colors like pastels, retros, flannels all the way.
Got this. You ready, Abby?
Oh, I'm ready.
Faded colors, life of the party, energy always up, constantly bringing it. Sagittarius.
Absolutely not.
Everybody knows Sagittarius, love the 70s vibe.
And then it's on you.
Okay, so I just for giggles, Abby, do you have just a random guess you want to throw out there?
I was going to say, so I'm surprised about you because I always think that Aries are kind of the life of the party, very egregious?
Oh,
gregarious. Okay. Yeah, words are hard. Are you a Leo?
I'm not.
Okay. Mm.
That was a good guess, though. That would have been my second guess.
I know it's
Go ahead. This might actually surprise you. I'm a Virgo.
What? That makes no sense. What?
There's no way.
Really? Yeah,
I have a twin sister who is like textbook Virgo, like everything you would imagine in a Virgo, and I'm just the complete opposite.
Are you on the cusp?
Are you September?
We are August 27th.
Your birthday is a day before mine. That's crazy.
And we are
complete opposite.
They could not be more different.
Wow. Okay, so you're a twin.
I am a twin.
That's interesting. I wonder how that plays out, if it's normally like a reverse in there, an opposite in
there. There's tons of studies.
Interesting.
You're welcome to
see, I ain't get to the twin side of astrology.
I mean, you can't consider yourself certified.
Right. You got to go back to school.
All right. Intern Caroline, step up to the mic. Mo, take it away.
What is
Caroline's sign?
Caroline. Would you consider yourself an outcast? That's the only first question. I had to. It just makes sense.
I'll let you
yes, 100%, because I love that song.
Okay. All right. So you're an outcast, bit of a rebel. Would you say that you are usually the more intelligent person in your group?
I try to be. Am
Ooh.
I?
Oh, no, it's a good answer.
That answer tells me a lot.
It does, actually.
Of nothing.
Would you consider yourself someone who likes to be alone or someone who would rather be surrounded by people?
Alone.
Loner.
I like how Caroline is only giving you the bare minimum, whereas the other interns were like, yes, I like muted colors and I like wearing flannels.
Who would give the bare minimum? I like that, KK. You gave me an additional hint.
Yeah. Oh, well, my ex was a Cancer, so I don't know if...
he gave you the bare minimum.
I don't think it's Cancer. I'm going to go Capricorn.
Mm-mm. I'm a Libra.
Technically, I'm 3 for 3, if you ask me.
remind me not to date Libras.
All right, Kylie, step up to the mic. Mo.
All right, this is the one.
What is Kylie's sign?
I can feel it.
You're 0 for 3 right now.
Kylie, you ready to be the one?
I'm ready.
All right. Huh, let me think. How are you with money? Would you consider yourself cheap or you a spender?
I'm a spender, unfortunately.
You're a spender. Okay. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Extrovert, totally.
Extrovert and a spender. Okay. Typically, if you are out, do you like to be bothered by people or do you like to be left alone?
I love meeting new people.
Okay, spender, loves meeting new people. Extrovert, oh, I could go a couple ways. I am going to go simply because it came into my mind. Scorpio.
No.
Are you a Leo? It's the one I know.
No.
Are you an Aries?
No.
Are you a Taurus?
No.
Sag.
No.
Do you know your sign?
Yep.
Capricorn.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Guys.
Bingo. I got one
after 7 tries.
All right. Mo.
Mm-hmm.
0 for 4.
Yep.
Messiah, please come to the mic. This is your last saving grace.
It's all on the line for
Reese-a-kins.
Me right now.
What is Messiah's sign?
Messiah. I already know some things about you. You're very particular. I remember that from the video shoot, so I'll count that as a hint of something I know. But would you consider yourself an extrovert?
Yes, for sure.
Do you like a lot of bright colors or you tone it down?
I like a lot of bright colors. I could tone it down too, but...
You consider yourself the life of the party? You like to turn it up?
For sure, for sure.
Messiah is 1,000% a Leo.
Definitely.
He got one! You're still in the game,
I gotta still play this game!
You're still in the game!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
20% of the time, Mo is never wrong.
Hey, I take it.
Oh, thank you, interns, for subjecting yourself to Mo's superpowers.
The Burt Show.